You are now listening to a Bush FM podcast.
Bush FM, it's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
Hi Porties, you are tuned in to the Sports Talk with Nick Colvin, right here on Poort FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. Hi, very good evening to you, Porties. I'm your host tonight from 6 to 7. My name is Colvin Cook. Welcome to the Sports Talk, right here on Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. And thank you for tuning in into your favorite radio station, Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. You can also send us a WhatsApp message or voice note to 064-119-6071. Or you can log on to www.poortfmradio.com. In studio tonight, we do have the president of SAFA Tshwane, Mr. Solly Motlabeng, sitting next to me. And we just want to say a good evening to you, sir. Welcome to the Sports Talk on Poort FM radio station, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Good evening to Poort listeners. Like as they've said, my name is Solly Motlabeng. So normally Solly is a nickname, but most they call me Mwaku. But the other name is very funny. It's called Pete.
Mwaku. So,
yes.
Okay. And that is good. Just tell us to start with the show. Who is Mr. Solly Motlabeng, the president of South SAFA Tshwane?
Okay, thank you. Like as the name says, I'm normally known by my nickname.
Sure.
But I am a president of SAFA Tshwane.
Okay.
Since 2019 February, and I'm a provincial executive member of SAFA Gauteng. I'm also a member of Tshwane Sports Confederation.
Okay.
I'm an executive member there too. And then I was born in Bochum, down in the rural areas in Limpopo. Then I went to the Tshwane University of Technology, but by that time it was still called TNG in 1994. So I did my electrical engineering there. And from then, I've never been moved away from the books. I'm doing accounting with UNISA now. I think on Tuesday, I just wrote the last subject that I'm doing on 3rd level. So basically, that's who I am.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Solly Motlabeng. With no further ado, let's go straight into business, Mr. Solly.
Yes.
Yeah. Solly, just tell us, how is football adapting during this COVID-19 period?
I must say, football and even the spectators has really received a big hammering. And then it has been tough, I must say, to an extent that you'll see the people that normally play informal football or the children, you'll just see them in the field of play going there. But we have not really played football for a long time.
Okay.
And then it did not really do as well. But what could have we done is something that is beyond our control.
Okay. And tell us, was it like a major adjustment, coming back to playing football in this, difficult times?
It was really difficult. I will start with 2020. Normally the season, our regional or our SAB, they used to call it SAB.
Yes.
Now we call it a regional league. It plays from September, August to June the following year.
Okay.
So you will realize that in 2020 March, when the country was closed, so we had a tough time because football stopped, and then it had to open. They opened around in October,
okay,
towards December there, and then the leagues were still way back. We had to declare the winners because our season was actually passed. And then the teams had to go for playoffs. I think we played them here in the University of Pretoria. So it was quite hard because players have not been playing. They just had to go and compete at a high level because we just declared the winners.
Oh, okay. And Mr. President, tell us, has COVID-19 period created more opportunities for the change in soccer, or has it taken us back?
I thank you for that question, because that is I always say, whenever you have a challenge,
yes,
there's also equal opportunities or even better opportunities coming up. So for us at Safa Tswane, when we took over, we also already had a plan to say we need to restructure our football. But when COVID came, it gave us more time to communicate to each other with our LFAs. We have got 16 LFAs around Tswane.
16?
16, where Esterhazy is one of them.
Okay.
Mamelodi, Nkangala, Cullinan, Hammanskraal, Stengvater, Winterfeld, Mabopane, Soshanguve, Acacia, which is a new one we adopted, we admitted in 2019.
Okay.
And then Rankua, Pelindaba, FAP,
yes,
Lodium, and Oliven.
Okay.
And the last one is West End. So those are our LFAs that are in Tswane. So it gave us an opportunity to group them and then to go into to communicate with them through via Zoom meetings.
Okay.
Where we grouped LFAs, we began to communicate with them. We start to prepare them to really get their governance in raw, because that was the biggest challenge that when I came in to say, we need to fix the governance system so that when we move forward, we have got football being run with legally organized structures.
Okay. And coming to, you spoke about the Zoom meetings. Who's facilitating the Zoom meeting when it comes to the LFAs?
Yes. What has been happening, because with the meetings that we had the RTO, the
okay,
Regional Technical Officer, that we have appointed David Notwani,
yes,
who is the under-23 SAFA coach, and then who's also coaching in the development structures of Sundowns.
Okay.
So he has been the one that is connecting with the LFA in terms of connection. He would invite them into the meeting that we'll be going to be hosting. So that is on the account of the SAFA Tswane.
Okay. So David Ntwani is part of SAFA Tswane technical team.
Yes, he's the RTO. Initially, in the business world, they will call them risk analyst, but in football, we call them technical.
Technical.
Yes, technical guys. So his role is more to
yes,
really look at with the vision that as a president and the REC will be putting in.
Okay.
And then giving in details to see where we're going. Is the player development in the system? Is the financial system in place as well? Is the governance coming in? Do we have proper documents in terms of where we want to go? Because you'll note the challenge that we have been having in football has been that you have football played in people's head, but in terms of documents, where we want to go, there will be no direction where we want to go.
Okay. And I just want to come back to David Ntwane. I know him personally. He was playing for SuperSport, I think.
Yes, he played for SuperSport, yeah. Played for Santos as well.
And tell me, to you know, put somebody in that position, like a RTO, what credentials must one have?
So we're looking at somebody who's got the minimum B.
Okay.
B license. CAF license.
Okay.
And then the more you go pro and A, it is a plus for us.
Okay.
Because we definitely want our youth structures to benefit more.
Uh-huh. Okay. So tell me, any, you know, a coach from, you know, coaching the junior ranks, can he also apply for that RTO position?
Yes, at the moment it's not yet we're not yet paying up for somebody being in that position. It has been we looked for somebody who can be willing to assist us in terms of putting up the structures as we want to. You will note that SAFA nationally previously had Nel Toffi as the technical director.
Yes,
and then after that there were. Each province had two provincial technical officers.
Okay.
So regions were to also have the RTOs.
Okay.
So that is when it came. But actually we needed to have two. At the moment we still have got him. We need to have a male and a female being RTOs and at that. But in the long run, I think the post will be advertised because at the moment we are in the position where we want to empower our structures. In terms of coaching development and coaching education and making sure people get qualifications.
Okay. And tell me, he, coming back to the coaching, is David Ntwane also one of the development coaches currently?
Yeah, he's in the system of Mamelodi Sundowns.
Okay.
He's also, he has been coaching their multi-disc team. There, the reserve league there, and then he's in Mamelodi Sundowns.
He's not part of the women's team in Mamelodi Sundowns because they do have a women's team as well.
Yeah, no, he's more in the technical. He's also assessing all the elements that to do with that. But he at the moment, Jerry, I think you'll note when Mamelodi Sundowns was playing at. Former Port Elizabeth, my pronunciation of course is a little bit low.
Yeah.
What they call it, Kubeha.
Kubeha.
Thank you. So you'll realize that their coach could not sit in the bench because CAF has got a to say somebody who coach at that level must have a B qualification. So. But David could not. He's not sitting in the into. He's just in the development setup of technical part of Sundowns.
Okay, Mr. President, we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more sport.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Portis. 28 minutes past six. With me in studio, I do have the president of SAFA. Mr. Soli Motlabeng, we are back in the studio, Mr. Soli Motlabeng.
Thank you, we're back, yes.
Thank you so much. Straight into business again. Mr. Motlabeng, what is the current situation regarding coaching courses and referees workshops currently?
Okay, thank you very much. And I think let me... link it back to when I spoke about the RTO, David Notwani.
Okay.
So he built a technical team that is more of qualified. Most of them are instructors. I must say, in Swan we have got SAFA instructors, coaching instructors, 11 of them. So Anamunati, Sandra Govenda, and Greg Mashilo. I mean, you know, Steve Cotier is also from here. So it's a number of them. So when he came in, when he made the consultation with the LFAs, when I came in, I said, we don't want to continue with the centralization of coaching department.
Okay.
Because where we need our children to be developed and coached, it is at an LFA.
Okay.
So if then I keep on saying, everybody want to do a coach, come to the city center. Somebody who's from Mamaskral has to travel every 2 days on a weekend to town and back.
Okay.
And then I said, let us decentralize this system where each LFA can apply to do a coaching course at their locality.
Okay.
Where the participants can walk in or and travel a short distance.
Okay.
And then I also said, where the LFAs are, because for me, it is an issue of when the LFA hold an event, it's a center of attraction for that area that they are in.
Okay.
And then, so the D's and the C's I've given to the LFAs to do that. And then, with the region to say, we'll go with C and B. Even though B is at the province, then we'll have to apply to the province. But the most important element is to get our children to be coached by people that are qualified. As much as people at the school are taught by children, are taught by teachers that are qualified. Yeah. So that is the idea. So since then, Lodium had a D license.
Okay.
Yesterday's had a D license. The region had a D license as well. FAP, which is a football association of Pretoria, had a D license. And as I'm speaking to you now, Acacia LFA is busy. I think this is you are going to the third week where they are having a D license too. And then a plus on top is that yesterday, last week, they finalized their C license. So people passed and then they have done their C, and the other C was done at Lodium by SAFA Tswane. So we are saying we want to have qualified coaches coaching our children.
Okay.
And for them to be qualified to do that, we must give them an opportunity to empower themselves. So we don't just make a legislation without giving them an opportunity to empower themselves to be the one that is doing that in terms of coaching our children. So that is how the coaching department is doing. And then we are planning another scene come next year. Okay. And then we want more coaches. But we want these coaches not just as number, in their clubs.
Okay.
So that the clubs can have qualified people to coach. But the bigger scheme of things, maybe, Govin, the bigger scheme of things is to create job opportunities.
Okay.
And why do I put this in? It's because if you remember during the apartheid time, football has been used to continue to assist in fighting the apartheid system.
Yes.
Which we defeated. And then we had a challenge of our children in terms of crime and drugs.
Yes.
So as sport, as football, we are also called to task to say, what do we do to change this element?
Yes, yes.
And so that is why we're taking this road. And now we have got another different enemy, which is unemployment.
Yes.
And without me maybe given more into details is that during the apartheid time, so people, and you remember Winnie Mandela, Mandela 11, so yeah. The resources will go in there in order to support our comrades. But now, the enemy is unemployment.
Okay.
What must happen? The resource must go into the structures of football so that people that are coaches are employed, they're getting a living.
Okay. And Mr. Motlabeng, tell us what's going to happen, what is happening currently with the referees' workshops?
Yes, I would say I joined the referee structure before I became the president. I joined the referee structure in Safa's Fund in 2011.
Okay.
And then after I joined, then the issue was to create the proper administration of the structure, because the referees were just, one person goes in and he controls the whole structure. But I needed to be coordinated. So since then, we encouraged them in terms of getting them tracksuit and T-shirts.
Okay.
And then after that, we train them.
Okay.
But the region, at the Safatswane, we have got a reference committee, which its job is to go to LFAs when LFAs request, and then they come and train referees that have been organized by the LFA. And then the trainers that goes to an LFA, they are going there at the expense of the region. So the LFA will take care of the responsibility of organizing them and making sure that they are refreshed there. But the traveling and resources that the instructors from Safatswan, that one is taken care of by the region.
So tell me, do these guys get a salary, the referees, if I'm asked, from Safatswane?
The referees, I would call it, we're just paying them the minimum wage that we could do. It's okay. It's not a salary per se, where you
stipend.
Would say, yeah, it's just a stipend to say. Because what we've been doing, we've arranged was that they get a certain amount at the field, and all right. The other money they are paid by the region at the month end, after calculating the number of games that they have done, and then that is at the moment the arrangement that we are doing. But as we are restructuring the structure, we are looking to see in the long run where the referees. There's no interaction between the referee and the club with regard to exchange of money. So the money just be done by the region so that we don't have an issue. You might have noted, Tori, if I pay the referee and then I'm sitting at the, it's me and the referee, I can give him more.
Yeah, it's true.
And when they give you more, let me tell you what they do when they give you more.
Okay.
When the team give you more, they says to you, we are building a relationship.
Is that true? Mr. President, is that true?
That's what the team do.
Okay.
Why I'm saying so, I had an incident. I was a referee in the SAB. I think I was in Soshanguve without me giving the names of the teams and all of that.
Okay.
So one of the team, when I was doing the game, so they won the game 1-0. But there was another senior referee who was outside. I think they gave him the money. So after the game, he says to me, President, no, by then I was not the president. Brasol, he calls me Brasol. Brasol,
yes.
I will die without you go knowing my place. and I was driving a condo by then. So I will die without you knowing my place. So what the team is seeing, they are seeing him and me getting in the car, me driving him.
Yeah.
The conclusion that the team will make is that, oh, well, which means we give that man the money, then he give this guy. So this is what
half-half.
Yeah.
I think I've got one question. Is there any registered coaches currently in Estrus?
At the moment, I must say the C license that just happened in the past now, because I know Nico is a qualified coach.
Nico Fischer.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Sandra is got a pro. We know he has been in Chiefs as well. Mm. He's back here assisting the LFA. He's also in the technical. But even the chairperson, I think it's the chairperson or the sponsor, one of the two, but he's the chairperson of the LFA.
Just to come in there.
Has just done C.
Okay.
Nice. From yesterday's.
Oh, that's good. That's good because, you know, that's things that I don't think anybody knows that we actually got registered coaches in yesterday's.
Yeah.
I must say, Randall as well, who is also in the technical, he is in the selection of when we went to have a squad around Swan. He's also a coordinator in that regard. He's from Yesterday's.
Fabian Randolph.
Fabian, yes.
Yeah, I know him, yeah.
He was also with Yesterday's United.
So we have qualified, and I believe you, me, Yesterday's, because of making the course here at their backyard, it is going to make a difference. Mm. And then even the children development will be different. And then and the community here, they must just have, because what I've seen, I've been with the LFA and then with the executive, with the other members there, of, I can tell you, these are people that are working very, very smart to ensure this place, it takes its place at the top there. And that's what I'm looking at from all of my LFAs.
Nice. Oh. So I think the TV thing is going to actually help a lot, because then a lot of people can actually... watch it live.
Yeah,
it's true. One of the plans that we have in the future.
I think that is a brilliant idea that will definitely make a huge difference in the community. You know, you capture the soul of the community, you capture the development of
that is true.
And you catch the future. You secure the future.
Yeah, and I think with that we can actually get the young kids to get more involved also.
Starting in the schools.
Soccer.
No, I must say, when DJ Black was telling me about this idea, I had a feeling in my vein that actually the future is bright than we think.
Yeah.
We're coming from elections, and we've been, you know, others are crying, others are happy, others are whatever, but the story of development, when it's coming from the community, it makes a big, huge difference.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Big deal.
Mr. President, what is the SAFA 20, what is SAFA 20's vision for soccer in 20?
Thank you very much. The vision of SAFA 20, we have actually from 2019 when I came in, we have got five bullets that we're working on to see that these things, when they are achieved, would have affected development in all of around Swan.
Okay.
The number one, we are looking to create, at the moment you'll realize, or with the regional league, you can have a few number of teams that are participating at the regional level.
Okay.
But our view is that we need to see all our LFAs having a participatory leg into the regional, where they are administered by the region. Okay. So we want to create a league where we will also have a feeder league, where we have grouped these 16 LFAs into fours, where each has got a minimum of 12 teams.
Okay.
In group A, B, C, D. And those groups will be now feeding in into the one stream.
To the regional league.
Yes.
Okay.
And the second one is that when we came in, the governance system was really not to what we were looking for.
Okay.
Firstly, the NPO status was, since it was registered, it was not updated from 2018, from 2008. We had to make sure that we are legally correct with the country system. And then we also updated the SARS to make sure that we are legal in the country. We are not just an organization that we've got a tax clearance. And then that is the governance part. And the other part is to have the ethics committee.
All right.
And then the difference with the ethics committee is that you will note that I would present this to you to say a DC process is an expensive process.
Yes.
But with the ethics committee, the investigation can be done by an investigator, and the adjudicator makes a decision on it, and the matter is dealt with, and it will be also speedily because there will not be a lot of delays. You will note with Seth Blatter, it was the ethics committee that came in that did it at FIFA level.
Okay.
And the third one was to also have, we don't have a junior league at the regional level.
Yeah, definitely.
We want to strategically have a junior league at the regional level.
Okay.
Where, because in an LFA you'll have under 11, under 13, under 15, under 17, and others under 19, and others they've got even under 6 that are playing there.
Okay.
But we want to have a strategic age where our juniors, they have to be encouraged to be on the verge of getting into the senior teams at a younger age. Unlike to wait for him to be 24, we think that one is becoming a better player. That's not helping us because his time is off. And okay. The other part was the finance, the financial management system. We did not have an accounting system where I'm the president. When I leave, the accounting system is there. They can still carry on. They can still see the finances of 3 years back when I came in to see what this man has been doing.
Okay.
So these are and the other part was having a to encourage the more participation of women in football and football clubs to be formed. And since we have done this, I think in Safatswan we have got about two divisions of women, where the regional league has got 13 teams and the promotional league has got 9 teams that are playing, where there's a team called Mataitai, you know, it's a sort of name. Mataitai means
okay.
There's a jiga.
So they are now leading, and they only left if they get 4 points out of the next 4 games. They've actually won the league of Regional Ladies League.
Okay.
And so these are the 5 pillars that we have put in front of our LFAs that they've been elected to see these things coming into being. And then then I must say the governance, we have made sure our constitution is correct. The legal part of making sure that Safatswan is a legal entity. It's not just an organization who says, we just want football, play, result, lock. No.
Yeah.
We want also to create job opportunities. And when I say job opportunities, I must say, even last week, the secretary with the finance, Pel Muswane and Fish and Mr. Patla, as well, they have, given 4 young people an opportunity to work at Safatswan. Even though it's not yet 5 days, we are giving them 3 days a week. But the aim is to get
uplift
the
them.
Youth.
Yes,
youth.
Very important.
In the system. Because if our youth is not catered for, then our future is bloom.
It's true. Coming back to the woman, you mentioned about the women's club. Are there women involved, a lot of women involved in soccer currently as we speak, Mr. President?
Yes, I must say in the technical we have got the president, unfortunately in Safatswan, even though for me it's still small, we have got one president of an LFA who's a woman, and then she's from Akashia.
Okay.
But she's also in the technical committee, Rebecca Murudu.
Okay.
She's the chairperson of the LFA of Akashia. We have got Anna Munati in our technical. In the regional executive committee, okay, we have got Sheila Letlaibe, and then we have got the second vice president, Julia Msimango, who's also in there. But in the ladies clubs, we have got a lot of ladies that are owning the teams.
Okay.
And then, which is an encouragement for me, because
good, yeah.
the more we have them, the more also the leadership comes in.
Yes. Mm.
And the more we have got them really making a difference.
That's good. Yeah, Mr. President, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, welcome back. Portis, my name is Colvin Cook. On your favorite radio station, Port FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. With me in studio, I do have the president of Safatswane, Mr. Soli Motlabeng. We're wrapping things up before we get out of here. It is 1855. Welcome back, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you, the listeners of Port FM.
Thank you so much. Mr. President, before we say goodbye, just want to ask you, do you guys still follow the COVID-19 protocols when you guys go on, playing games, etc.?
Yes, one of the conditions that the COPTA minister and the government as well is that we are allowed to play, provided we also continue to follow the protocols of COVID.
Okay.
Where we sanitize, and then where we make sure that the players' temperatures are taken. So it is one of the reasons why we are open. And then I must say, with that being said, it's important to also to encourage the community. I know others have got different views, but to vaccinate. I was in a hurry to get vaccinated, I must say.
Yeah, yeah, it is true.
So you're one of the few people that you can say the vaccination is harmless because you are still here.
I can tell you, when I went, my wife, she's been saying, at work, they want us to do that, we will do that. We have got an opportunity. I'm saying, you don't know. If they say open for you, I'll be the first one to go.
Yeah.
And immediately they opened for us. Believe in me, I quickly ran. I got Johnson.
Yes.
And then I'm here.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Mr. President, we just want to find out now, who can we contact for any soccer sports related queries in Tswane, in
I can
the
say
region.
Yes, in the region I can say you can contact our office number is 012
yes
343
yes
0040. That is Safatswane office. So you'll speak to the administrator there, or we've got five now of them, but mostly Puseletso is the senior administrator. And then you can also contact us on info@safatswane.org.za. You can also visit our website at safatswane.org.za. That is where you will see all our leagues and all our fixtures, and then the women football and even the junior football. You can also see you can visit all our LFAs, because their website is also attached to our website too.
Uh-huh, that's good. I just want to repeat that number just correct me there, Mr. President. It's 012-343-0040.
Yes.
That's and we can contact Pusaletso.
Yes.
And we can also contact you on info@safatswane.org.za.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Mr. President, in closing, we just want to find out from you, is there anything from your side that you want to add regarding soccer or sports within Estres or Port before we say goodbye?
Okay. What I can say is that I can encourage the community of Estres and all others that are listening to say that let us go into our sport, into our football. And then let us also not just go only, and let us support it financially too, because this is for the development of our children. All these coaches that are given their time,
okay,
they if you can just assist them in terms of making sure that you are paying something to the club to encourage the club to do. Because we don't want clubs that are formed today and tomorrow they are dead. We want the clubs that will be there for a long time. I mean, you take example like Delfos, Swaraj, and you know, we need teams, clubs that are for life. I mean, if you look at Bayern Munich is since 1806.
Yeah.
Maybe as I said closer, I must say there is award for Tswana Sports Confederation, the award for women in sports. So
okay.
The information will be coming out. That award will be happening. People will be nominating. I thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mr. President, for taking time from your busy schedule and talking to us on Port FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. Goodbye, and God bless you, and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Same to you. Thank you for the opportunity as well.
Thank you. That was our Safatswani President, Mr. Soli Motlabeng, who joined us in studio on your favorite radio station, Port FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. Please stay tuned for Liesel. She will be up next with Vermaak. From myself, Colvin Cook, please join me next week, Wednesday evening, from 6 to 7.
Word FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.